And I got it off with this. And it still turned red a little bit, and I was afraid to fool with it. And it got almost well. And then I had to go to the doctor with his ear. And I've been putting the ear drops in his ears, and he says his ear feels better, but his eye is worse. And I just wondered if that might have something to do with that. I don't know. I used to be a doctor, but I'm not now. Taking somebody. Used to be. I've got too old and I won't risk myself. I'd rather go to a doctor and know what I'm doing. And him especially, him being retarded like he is. If he heard it was bad, he wouldn't tell me. The only way I know he's real bad sick is and he cries. But it's just like, you know, just a normal hurt, but he should have attention like now. Why, he won't say much about it. I have to think myself.
Maybe it'd be better if I went on in and came back in the morning. What time would it be convenient for you?
I'll try to wake up a little earlier than I did this morning. I didn't sleep good last night, and I waked up just about daybreak. I said, no, it's too early yet. I laid it back down. I got my knee easy, and I went to sleep, and it was 10 minutes to 8 when I got up.
Well, now,
I'll wake up in the morning and get up earlier, and then...
Well, it doesn't have to be too early. How about if I came... How would 9 o'clock be?
It'd be okay.
Would that...
Yes, sir. Just whenever you convenient for you. I won't stay in bed that long in the morning. I didn't aim to this morning. That's another Arkansas word, aim. It means intended to, aim to.
You're really good. You have such a good understanding of words and language. You're just amazing to me that you have. You really do have, you know exactly what I'm trying to do. You know just what I'm trying to do. You see it exactly, and you're so good at this. I think that's probably another reason I want to come back tomorrow. I'll get another chance to see you if I go back in the morning.
Thank you.
Bravo,
really
bravo. Bravo. Bravo.
I'll tell you what, I'll be somewhere around 9 or a little after. How would that be?
You coming up my grandmother's house tomorrow?
You're supposed to see Maggie, aren't you?
Sometime. I have to set that up with her. Mm-hmm.
She don't know nothing.
You say Maggie don't know nothing. You wait before she got sick.
Hey,
and she's
you
good
better
now,
not tell
too.
Her what I said. Yeah.
We won't tell.
No.
You play
I don't
over?
Tell anything that causes trouble. I can't. Be a neighbor, I ain't nothing, and if I can't tell somebody something good, I'm not going to tell them nothing bad.
You must be rerunning it, or you ain't going to get to play it tonight, are you? Mm-hmm.
But we may listen to some of it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Okay,
Mr. came over the other day to put some pieces up over the outside to keep the cold out.
Uh-huh.
He had the electric saw.
Mm-hmm.
He done did like you did. No, what in the hell, what is that? I said, son, you need some light on. Oh, he said, dummy. Miss Kimball's son.
I said,
don't feel sorry for yourself. You ain't the only dummy in the world.
No, here's one. Here's another one.
No, I'm dummy, stupid, everything else.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, well, he used to laugh at school. Put a dunce cap on the kids. Somebody said, Annie, laughing at recess. Watch yourself. You'll be up on by the blackboard with a dunce cap on. And I remembered, I didn't mean to laugh, but the little kid was acting, cutting up. Annie, watch. You'll be up there with a dunce cap on, laughing at somebody else.
Oh.